Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm Ben Stiller, and this week we're coming to you from Melrose Avenue. That's right, hip, trendy, happened in Melrose Avenue, the inspiration from Melrose Place, because Fox has decided they want all their shows to come from Melrose now. They want to have The Simpsons take place on Melrose Avenue. They want to have Cops be all on Melrose, and I think Living Color, too. That's going to be Melrose Living Color. So why don't you watch this, and we'll be right back.
This week on Skank.
I love bacon. Burn, pig, burn.
Don't get too close to that hot grease.
Honey, shut your stinking my eyes. I see nothing.
Everything is turned topsy-turvy when Skank goes blind. So it's out of the frying pan and into the laughter when the whole family has some eggshell walking to do.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my sunglasses?
Skank starts to lose touch.
Honey, refresh my memory. What color are sneezes?
So Doris comes up with a crazy scheme to cheer Skank up.
Honey, guess who's here? It's Todd Bridges.
Hey, Skank. Heard you used to watch me on TV.
Yeah, watch TV. V. Vision. Television. I'm blind, you idiot!
And then it's Todd to the toe-tapping rescue.
Honey, you keep him busy while I call the cops.
Kick off your shoes, because this sock's on Fox.
Honey, I can't see your stinking trap, but I know it ain't shut.
Skank.
For Red Sea Beach, you know, we get these calls, I'd say, about six or seven times a week. Basically, some religious fanatics, you know, claiming they're the chosen people, attempting to defy the laws of nature in some way.
Yeah, it's too bad. This used to be a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bad neighborhood.
There he is. All right, let's go. Let's go, Johnny.
Behold the hand of God. Let the waters part for the children of Israel.
Yo, show's over.
Hey, Maestro, what? Over here. Come over here.
Get over here.
What do you want from me?
Come here. All right, what's going on here, huh?
I am parting the Red Sea.
You got a permit for that?
Yes.
Hey, cough it up.
You got a permit?
I mean, no. The Lord has it. Right. He has commanded it.
Yeah, right.
Yes and no. You're trying to part the sea because we got it, okay? We saw you, all right?
Yes and right. No. The answer is yes and no.
Listen to me. Come here. Now, you got about 40,000 people on the other side of that ridge, right? Are you going to tell me you're responsible for each and every one of them? Because someone so much as litters, okay, I got to take you in. I'm telling you, your son get on my nerves, all right?
Hey, look what I found. Can you believe this guy?
What's this, huh? What are these about?
In the name of the Lord, leave those alone.
Hey, we got a burning bush over here.
Run, Sarah!
Hey, where you going?
Run!
Get back here.
All right, listen, I'm going to give you one more shot to take these people, turn them around, take it back where you came from, okay?
I implore you to heed me. The blood of the Hebrews will make no more mortar for the Egyptians.
Hey, Pops, listen to me. I don't care about that, all right? All I'm saying is you can't be here right now, okay? You can't be here.
But...
No. No buts, all right? That's it. You got to take it, move it out, okay?
Hold it! Hold it in the name of Ramsey!
Run!
Hold it, I said! Where
Sarah,
you going?
Don't listen to
Why are you running, huh?
We worship the golden calf!
I thought you worshipped your buddy pot in the water back there. Where'd you get the calf?
Found it.
Found it? Made it what?
Spartacus
we
left?
We found the materials and made it with what we found.
Get up the hill!
Ow!
A dwarf.
Ow!
Get up the hill.
Don't beat Sarah!
Get up the hill!
Don't you beat... Ow!
But you've got to understand where I'm coming from.
Hey, you want to hear where I'm coming from? I got to chase you around all day. You think I like that? Huh?
But I'm warning you, do not anger the Lord our God.
Let me tell you something. Your pal here says you've been drinking while prophesying. That's a felony, my friend.
That's right, Popeye.
You have been warned!
It's all you. Take it in. Let's go build some pyramids, buddy.
What the? Holy mother.
Who will be next to feel the Lord's wrath?
He must be the chosen one. The Lord speaks through Moses! Okay, this guy, he's obviously hopped up on something, so I'm gonna go messenger for backup. We'll get him locked up, but sad thing is, in about 48 hours, he'll be back out here doing the same thing. That was my partner, so, it's part of the business. I'm getting the out of here.
Hey, welcome back. We're hanging out here on Melrose Avenue with my friend Bob Odenkirk.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
This is a cool place, very hip.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Ben, if you think about it, most of the people who walk down the street are probably big fans of your show.
Oh, I don't know.
Seriously, because the show is hip, too, and cool.
Yeah.
And this would be a good chance for you to talk to your audience and find out what they like about the show and what they don't like and really, you know, make it, detail it to their wishes.
Yeah, we could do that sometime.
And there's some ladies here, too.
No,
probably,
Bob.
Ladies,
Bob.
Hi. Hi, I'm Bob Odenkirk. Hi. This gentleman would like to ask you a question.
No, I don't want
to. Come on,
to
Ben.
Just,
come on. Don't be shy.
Okay, have you seen the Ben Stiller show? I was just wondering, maybe you've seen the show.
Who?
You know?
What is that?
It's a comedy show on Fox.
Ben who?
Yeah, forget it. It's not a good idea.
Why
don't we just go watch another Fox show, okay? Because they obviously haven't seen our show.
Let's ask them about books that they read.
I
come on,
that.
I just want to talk to some women.
Exactly.
I'm on TV
and
I don't
want to talk to women. Just go ahead. You don't need me for that.
Do you watch... Do you watch any TV?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like?
And now, Ben Stiller's Music News with Tabitha Soren.
This is a special music video update. The censorship battle over rap star Iceman McGee's latest release is heating up. A Los Angeles man by the name of Doug Shafke is protesting Iceman's new hit single, Kill Doug Shafke. Mr. Shafke, who happens to be Iceman McGee's neighbor, claims the lyrics are disturbing and potentially dangerous and called for a nationwide boycott of the album. We have received a special advanced copy of the video. You decide.
Kill the Shafke. He makes me mad, G's frontin' on my posse, telling me to keep it down and all that. Just a sucker, stepping on my Bozak. Just a stupid neighbor, complaining. Keep it up, fuck all the Black Association. The one that meets at the end of my fist. Huh, little doggies, gonna get kissed. Cutting on my lawn and scattering splinters. You think I don't know where my yard begins? He lives in Springer Road, number 311. Sucker gets home every night around 7. Kill the Shafke. That's right, I said kill the Shafke. Peace.
Mr. Shafke granted us an exclusive interview at his home in Los Angeles.
What did I do? I know he has a right to say anything, but I'm going to get killed here. I got to move. This is not a good place for me to be here right now. You should get out of here, too. Leave me alone!
Iceman McGee held a press conference to respond to the charges.
Like I'm saying, it's just censorship, straight up. I would like to make it clear that when I said, kill Doug Shafke, I was using street terminology to describe a situation from my life. When you misinterpret my words, all y'all diss me, you diss my fans, and you diss the United States Constitution. And that's a real crime. Peace, we out of here.
McGee's record company has agreed to release the album with the following warning label. Warning, manufacturer does not condone the killing or in any way harming of Doug Shafke, but instead wishes Doug a long, healthy, and fulfilling life. This has been a music video update brought to you by Yummy Gummy Auto Parts, the auto part-shaped chewy candy with a burst of real fruit juice.
Hey, how you doing? We're here at one of the hip Melrose Avenue restaurants. Having a good time.
Are you ready to order?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, what are you going to have?
You know what sounds good is the Time Daily Veggie Kebab.
Good. Janine?
I'll have the Adam West Cajun Bites.
Okay, I'm going to have the Gary Coleman Gazpacho.
I'm not hungry. I'm just going to have more iced tea.
Right. Oh, that's good.
All right.
Good meal coming up. All right, we'll be right back. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I don't like filming on this street.
Well, you know, it's Melrose. They
want us to be... Creeps me out. Well, these people are freaks.
They want us to be hip and happening.
You know, they have brass rings in places where you should not poke holes. You know what I mean?
Well, Andy,
and I'm always watching my back. It's very, very scary. I people are walking like this.
Why are you a robot. Just calm down, all right?
I'm freaked out by it.
Nothing to be frightened of, really. There are a lot worse things you can be scared of.
Let's walk faster.
Okay.
You're looking at late-night shock jock Damien Faustman, a man who hates his listeners almost as much as he hates himself. Tonight, he'll learn that it doesn't take a lot of expensive special effects or an original storyline to come face-to-face with his worst nightmare, his soul. On low-budget deals of cliched horror.
It's 2:15 a.m. Tri-City area, and it's time for the man you love to hate. He's taking your calls, and he's mad as hell at 666-DBIO. It's Damien Faustman.
It's 2:15, and I'm Damien Faustman. What are you doing awake? I hate you all. Almost as much as I hate myself. Line one.
Damien, I just want to say I really love your show, and I think you're really...
Shut up. I hate you. Line two.
What's your problem, Faustman? What did you do? Sell your soul to the devil or something?
Line three.
Damien, I'm 16 and I'm feeling really depressed and confused. I don't know what to do.
Go kill yourself. Don't waste my time. Don't worry. No one will miss you. Okay, we'll be back with more of your miserable calls right after this. I gotta quit these things.
Potato chips, potato chips. I like potato chips, potato chips, potato chips. Eat them up, wow.
Jeez, it's hot in here. Damn air conditioning.
Faustman, it's time.
Who said that? Crazy kids. All right, we're back. And you're still calling. How pathetic.
Line six. How hot do you think it is in hell?
I don't know. Why don't you ask your mother? Line four.
Ow! You leave my mother out of this. You're all alone now, Damien. Feeling warm? 666, what a coincidence. Time is running out. Look at your friend now. Do I have to come right out and say it?
Those crazy kids. Line one.
This is Angelica.
Why are you calling? Didn't you get it when I broke up with you? I hate you.
Almost as much as you hate yourself. Oh, Damien, I love you. Let's go away. Like when we went to that cabin in the mountains. Things can be good again. You've got to believe that they can.
Great call. Line two.
Good one, Faustman. I never liked the mountains anyway. Too chilly.
Why don't you just show yourself? Face to face!
Yes, well, I'd love to. But I think it'll be a lot scarier for you to imagine what I look like. Ooh, there's horns on your poster. I wonder what that means. You're on the air sign is getting red. Interesting. Time's still running out, Faustman. It's getting so hot in here. Here at WDBL. Get it? Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name?
Line one!
Have a little sympathy for me.
Those crazy kids! I hate them!
As much as you hate yourself?
I will not go with you to hell!
Go with me. Newsflash! You're already in hell! Welcome to hell, Faustman.
That's it? This is it?
Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
What do you mean, yeah, I guess? I've been dropping hints at you for over an hour now. This is it. Your own personal hell. I work with what I got. I mean, look at the clock. It's got blood on it. You don't see that every day. It scares me, and I thought it up.
Yeah, right, sure. Yeah, I bet. Hey, could you stop that, please? Could you, please, because I'm getting sick, and it's enough already with that. You know, I feel like I should fall into a fiery pit. I should get engulfed by something, don't you think? There should be something that's more, maybe insects should eat me or something. I feel this is just this. I mean, not even hot, you know?
Look, we are in a recession. I am on a budget.
Damien Faustman, a man who has just learned that terror doesn't have to have a high price tag, especially when the thing you hate most is your...
Self, I know, I hate myself. I mean, come on. I think we beat that one into the ground. This is just... Has anybody got an iced tea or something? I mean, this didn't work out too well, eh?
See, now, Janine, you're the perfect Melrose Avenue resident. I mean, you got the
Thank
whole,
you.
You got the look happening. You know, you're very stylish. You're very hip. You got it all.
Well, yeah, I've got the clothes and stuff, but I want to say I'm not just, you know, completely surface, and I'd like to appeal to the Melrose kids. Don't just work out these. You got to work this muscle out, too. Read a book every once in a while, because it might give you some information that you might need.
So you did well in school? You were a good student?
No.
No.
Not
See?
At all.
Me neither. I just never had...
Never any. Cracked a book.
Yeah, that's me. I never cracked a book. That's why I'm doing this.
Cliff
notes. You know what I'm saying?
Where am I?
Why, in the house of General George Washington, of course. But who are you? And where do you come from?
George Washington. 1776. Redcoats. Minutemen. Why, the old professor wasn't crazy after all. His old time machine really works.
Coming this fall, meet a new kind of time traveler. She's just an ordinary citizen like you and me.
Then if what you say is true, and you have indeed traversed time, you'll know every strategy and battle of the conflict to come. The revolution is won!
Well, sir, actually, all I remember is redcoats, minutemen, and you have wooden teeth.
Well, tell me something I don't know. Didn't you study American history?
Yeah, but I wasn't a freak about it.
Well, that's great. That's just great.
Sorry.
B-minus time traveler. With nothing but a B-minus average from an American public school, she plunges through space and time, helping whomever she can with her vague, sketchy knowledge of American history.
Come on, Stacy, shake those cobwebs loose.
July 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. September 12th, 1941, a day that will live in... Come on, General MacArthur, they both sound right.
How could you forget the day Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Well, it's like super easy to cheat in that class because I had this friend, Stacy. We had this system rigged where you would write it on your arm.
She was always the one who asked, why do we need to know this stuff? Well, now she has her answer.
Look, Mr. Columbus, one of your ships gets lost, either the Nina or the Pinta.
No hablo inglés.
Oh, I should not have cut Spanish.
Jorge!
La agua
¿Quién es?
Es malo. Crusho shippo. Bye-bye.
Descanso.
It's an endless pop quiz, and now she wishes she'd done the reading.
Why am I crossing the Delaware? Am I attacking? Am I retreating? What? Just give me something here.
Possibly retreating. I don't remember.
Oh, well, that's a great attitude. That really helps me a lot.
Look, I know you gotta bring more shoes.
Enough about the shoes already. Everything is shoes and teeth with you. Just give me a fact, a date, something.
Listen to me. When I was studying this in school, I was trying to get my driver's permit. I was cramming for those stupid SATs. I had about a million things on my mind.
For heaven's sake, keep trying. If you can't remember that date, this could be the greatest disaster since Washington capsized in the Delaware with all those shoes.
B-minus time traveler. She never thought she'd be tested on this.
Stop yelling at me!
Well, if you're the future, I quit. Let me tell you, I'm out of here.
Arrivederci Records is proud to present the debut of Mr. Tito Gallegos, the Pig Latin Lover.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Order this 2-record set now and find out what the rest of the world already knows. Nobody sings songs of love in Pig Latin the way Tito Gallegos does. Listen as Tito brings Broadway into your home. This rare collection is available only through this TV offer. But for a limited time, feel the fire, feel the passion, and feel the spirit of this unique balladeer. So order now and discover why Pig Latin is the lost language of love. Okay, Aune. All Adria may edit Cray Arts K accepted.
Well, that's about it. We're out of time. We did the whole Melrose thing this week, but I think it's great because nobody really changed.
All right.
You know, we learned
to
be ourselves. And
I'll stick around.
Andy, what are you doing? What's that?
I love it here. This place is great. It's Melrose.
I can't believe you. What is this? What is this hat you're wearing? What is
what
that?
What are you doing? It's mine.
What are you, Mr. Hip Cool?
I'm Melrose, man. Andy.
I thought you were afraid of, like, getting things pierced.
Oh,
I mean, what happened to that?
These are just people. Hey, my ride's leaving. I gotta get going.
What? Andy?
Hey, hang on, girls.
Wait a minute. Andy?
Hang on a second.
Don't. Do you know him?
No.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
No. Go ahead, Andy.
No.
Andy, I was joking. Wait, you know, who's that girl? You know her? Where are they going? You know her? Sorry. I guess I'll see you next week, huh? Yeah.
Bradison killed our Shasky. He makes me mad, he's frontin' on my posse. Telling me to keep it down and all that. Just a sucker, stepping on my Bozak. Just a stupid neighbor, complaining. Keep it up, work on the Black Association. The one that meets at the end of my fist. Huh, little doggies, gonna get kissed.
I've got Martha on my back, and you don't want to have Martha on your back. Let me tell you, that's something you don't want to deal with.
Cut. Oh, cut.